Blog Talk Radio.
Show tonight with your hosts Kaixa Rodriguez and Tony Wade. It is a super hot day here in Virginia, and we are just trying to stay cool. I hope wherever you are that you are cool and healthy and that everything is just going your way, that you feel just so good. Like Mary J. Blige said, we wanted to bring a little uplifting to you today. That is one of our guests today. She loves Mary J., so we figured we'd play some MJ for her. MJB, we don't want to get them mixed up. My boy will be after me talking about MJ. Like, wait, that's not Mary J., that's Michael Jackson. You can't mix them up.
There it is.
So we are going to do that. We are bringing you today Kay Stackfield again. We're going to have her back on this week. She's going to come on, and she is going to share more about her journey, and she's also going to give us a selection, several selections of from her poetry books so that you can have a taste and you can get the proper, know why we love it. You'll know why we love her and why we just so love her book when you hear her. So what else? Oh, what else is new? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I forgot. Beautiful is officially available. How could I have forgot the up-to-date news? How could I have forgot that? Oh, my goodness.
No, my baby's not into shameless plugs.
It's not a shameless plug. This is what we do every day, the first 5 minutes. I know we're already at five, but, you know, I got to get that out. This has been 2 years of heart, sweat, tears,
really
crying, yelling at my baby, fussing at everybody else.
It really has.
The last month has been, you know, miserable. And anyone who's a writer understands, you know, that last month with the setbacks and push forwards. And I was just like, you know what, whatever. Whatever comes back this time, just put it out. I don't even care anymore. But, you know, it's out. It's official. It is 100% available. Setting up my Amazon page. You can go there now. It actually is an Amazon page there and ready. And I am wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully excited about it, you know.
Go, girl. Congratulations.
Thank you. The other only other plug I want to get out there, other than make sure you guys keep up with DSE and what we are doing, because we are doing really, really big things. Now we are working on our site where you guys can actually become a member. So check out DiamondStar.com. No, DiamondStarEntertainment.webs.com. We are working on that site. But also, Saving Lives Through Lit. This is an anthology started with by Elizabeth Funderbrink, and we've joined, and a whole host of other poets and authors have joined, and what she is trying to do and what we are all trying to do is bring awareness to domestic violence, and so that is what we are going to do. So definitely be on the lookout for more information for that. And without further ado, we are going to get to our guest of the evening, Kay. How are you, woman?
You know, it's 60 degrees and breezy here on the beach.
Oh, whatever.
Wow, she says this again. Wow, I got sweat. I'm sitting at my dining room table with sweat rolling down my back. And she want to talk about how nice it is.
Yeah.
At least she didn't mention the beach. I mean,
she did say the beach. She said 60 degrees and breezy at the beach.
She said a beach.
Yeah,
she said a beach again.
She did. Yeah.
I was focused on the 60 degrees.
No,
that's all I heard.
She said breezy at the beach. See, we got to do our shows. We got to turn the AC off so y'all don't hear that feedback, and turn the fan off so y'all don't hear that feedback. You know, so see how much we love you. We willing to sweat and lose a couple of pounds just for you, Kay.
And we love you too. And we love you too.
Okay, in a minute I'm gonna start expecting some type of tickets for me, you know, so we can catch up with you where you're at. You know what would be nice is being able to do a show at the beach.
Wow, that would be beautiful.
You really would have to have some nice equipment that muffled out because the breeze is always there. I'm not trying to push that in your face, but I'm just letting you know.
Yeah,
I need a wedding out there. And the wind is always a coastal breeze, so.
Yeah, that would be totally, totally, totally awesome and beautiful. That would.
Wow. So how's everything going, Kay?
Everything is going pretty fabulous, actually.
It should be at the beach. It really should be at the beach, Kay.
I just got invited to two huge events here in Los Angeles, and an author that I did a book signing with collectively and did the catering for it, she just invited me on the platform for the pre-opening to the Los Angeles Civic Center Black Cultural event. It's kind of similar to the event that just took place in New York, but for Los Angeles.
Wow.
That's kind of exciting.
Okay,
go,
okay.
Girl.
See, you're doing big things
big
over
thing.
Here. And you deserve it.
I got a wonderful coach.
Well, you know, I love you, and I love your book, and you know that it has kept me through. So we love us some K over here in VA.
Yes, yes.
We do. So last time, you know, we talked about, you know, why you started and where this book came from. But I know that you have some other things that you are, you have in the mix and that you're thinking of? And we talked briefly about them. You mentioned them and, you know, what you would like to do in the future. Why don't we start off right there where we left off with what you are thinking and, you know, what you're working towards doing in the future, what your next project is going to be?
Well, what I plan on doing in the future is releasing about two or three more books of poetry, and I'm working on a few novels. I haven't come to the full decision if it's going to be fiction. It's hard for me to imagine doing that, but I'm going to let some of the people involved read it, and then if their
mm-hmm.
feelings are sensitive, then I will change the name to protect the guilty. But if they're cool with me putting it out there, then I will put it out there.
Okay.
So that's how I'm going to do that one.
That sounds good. I can't wait to read a novel from you. I can't wait. Your poetry is moving on its own, so I think that a novel from you, especially with all the experiences that you've had and the people that you've come into contact with and, you know, their experiences, I think that it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes. Speaking of which, Kay. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we get into the questions, you guys know that I have a passion for helping homeless and people that are on drugs or just need a new chance in life. And a lot of times I touch people's lives and I don't have an opportunity to see them again. And it had been a year since I had helped a homeless older black female find employment. And I saw her the other day at Walmart, and she came up to me and hugged my neck and told me that I gave her a second chance in life. And because she was a senior, she qualified for a special grant. So this woman went from homeless to homeowner in a year's time and was able to now reach out and take care of her older son.
Excellent. Wow.
And that's why I do what I do, because sometimes people are homeless or are brokenhearted, and all they need is someone to hear their story and give them an opportunity, and then they take off. That lady had previously retired from the military and been in an abusive relationship. And she just had someone to hear her voice and help her with employment, and now she's doing her own thing, and now she's paying it forward, and she's reaching out to help somebody else.
Excellent. Now, see, that's the type of stuff we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
So now that's what I wanted to mostly share the most of today, and then I'll answer any questions.
Okay. Well, actually, Kay, you know what I was aching for? I was aching for some of your poetry. I really haven't been on, and, you know, I've been missing it. So I would love to hear a piece if you have one. And I'm sure you do, because you're always coming prepared.
Okay, so here is one that... Here's one. I'll start off with the one that's in my future book. It says,
okay.
check this, Black Diamond. You're my calm in this world of broken glass, yet untouchable to me at this time. I'm the loyal black woman, and I must be true to the black man. I must be strong for our black children. At this time, my whole inner strength is tested. It's as though you have been swallowed into the earth, and I have no way to retrieve you. How do I continue as though you were touchable, yet I cannot see you? You're my relief, yet I can't get to you. Your touch is such a good thing. I can't even hear your voice just when I need to talk. I must maintain through this never-ending winter storm. And I shall endure.
Wow. See, I've been missing your poetry.
I know.
I've been missing it.
So that's one from my future.
Go ahead.
That's one from my future book.
See, you've been so busy lately. just touring and doing your book signings and your poetry shows. We haven't seen as much poetry from you like we used to in the group.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, we're kinda...
The words that you were, it's the true, it's true.
But that's a good reason to be busy. So
yeah.
I'm not complaining. I'm so glad that you have had the opportunities and that people are, you know, experiencing the K that we know and getting a taste of your passion.
Wow. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Now, when are you expecting to release that book?
November this year at the latest.
At the latest? Okay.
Yes, at the latest November.
All right. You have now you have books out as well. So, do you have any of your books with you? You have like something from one of your books that you can read for us?
I do. I have The Beauty of Love is the Ability to Forgive.
Okay. Because I haven't. I'm excited because I'm normally knowing you for your poetry.
Okay,
so,
here you go. I'll read three. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
The beauty of love is the ability to forgive. Love is my strongest quality, the one I've always prayed to maintain and struggled to hold on to. No matter what I face in life, somehow love has brought me through. The ability to forgive is the beauty of love. To let go and start fresh is what we all long for when faced with our own errors. May you forever possess the beauty of love.
Wow. See, now see, there goes that thing there where she comes up with those nice ones, those those nice short ones. I love those. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. So what else have you been working on, Kay? Give us an idea. What's been going on in Kay's life lately?
What's going on in Kay's life lately is just really introducing herself to the world. I'm working on doing shows where I go in and I speak to people in transition, like maybe a court-mandated rehabilitation or battered women's shelters. And
I go in, share
my work with them. I'm part of the show, the book that Kai is doing with domestic violence. I'm going to participate in that event. And I have book signings throughout California. I want to take my book on tour next spring and hit the southern states and the East Coast. Just getting my book out and meeting as many people and spreading my positive hope, no matter how dark your lifestyle is my biggest goal.
Now, you've done some poetry readings and been to some shows lately. How's it gone?
I have been received very well with my poetry. It surprises me every time when someone gives me a round of applause or they stand up for me. It just surprises me because they're my inner thoughts. So because my book is less than a year old, I'm always surprised. I'm not overconfident when I'm in a group that is not familiar with me. But what I'm learning is that a lot of life experiences that I've had, people have them. They just are not able to articulate them in poetry. So then they really appreciate when they hear their feelings being expressed. So
mm-hmm.
So that's been like exciting for me, but still humbling at the same time. Because when you're with a new crowd, you don't know how you're going to be received.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what would you say you've learned the most over your journey? I know you said you've done, the last time we talked about, you've done some submissions and different anthologies and things like that, and now you have your own out, and now, you know, you're out there, you're touring, you're doing the thing, you have, you know, new things coming up. What have you learned the most what was the most eye-opening, I would say, thing?
Well, I think I learned a few things, and I continue to learn. One thing I think that I've learned is releasing your book is more than just writing your thoughts, whether it's fiction or reality. Looking at the structure of books, I think that that gave me clarity when I went and I looked at the way other books were constructed. It helped me to see the layout of the book and what I wanted to do with my book. I believe that it takes teamwork. I think you should involve someone that you trust at the beginning of your journey. And I think that feedback, a lot of times as writers or in my experience, I thought I needed like 150 poems before I could even start, you know, to think about a book. And then when I started going to workshops, I learned that I really could release as few as, I think the least amount I've seen in a book was like 4 poems a poet released.
Wow.
And, I mean, I would never release less than 20, you know, but I've seen less than 20 released in the literary world.
Wow, that's crazy. I could see 20, 25, you know, poems, but 4. Wow, so I'm not even going to go into that.
Well, what they did is their goal is to write like a million, like some really large number of books. So they have one with 4, one with 12, a CD, just different things. And, I mean, everybody is doing their own thing, and that was her, so...
Okay. Well, like you said, to each their own, and everybody has what they do. We love what you do and how you do it and how you put yourself out there. What advice would you give as a poet and an author to those that are trying to do what you're doing?
Well, first of all, I know that Tony and Kai always say that I'm their cheerleader, but I really think that research is key and that you guys are a huge source for information and direction.
Thank you.
I think that an author has to understand what you're doing. You're not just releasing a book when you release a book. You're starting a business. And as an author, you have to treat that book like a business. And if you were starting your own business, you would have lots of questions. You would want to be thorough. Speed would not be the priority. You would want it to be quality. You would want someone to review your plan. You would want to work with people that you could work with well together, and then you would want to be patient. And then the other thing that I did, and I think other authors do, is they want to have the product, and before they promote. And
yeah.
I love the way that you did Beautiful, and I know it's your second release, and maybe that's what gave you the wisdom, but you have to promote that book and your book sales months before the release. And and if you, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, email, blogs, radio, your own website, you have to have business cards. You have to have a press release kit. You have to make sure you have the copyright and the ISBN number, all of that information you have to have long before the book is complete. Your cover, who's going to do all of that? And I didn't have that direction when I went into putting my book together. So I think that's something that a checklist of all those things should be in place when you're treating that book like a business, and I think you have greater success.
Yes.
Exactly. I think a lot of people, it's funny that a lot of people still think, I have to have my book out, or my book isn't out yet. Is it too soon for me to promote? No. You know, I tell people all the time, think of all the companies that open stores or restaurants. They don't wait until the restaurant is built to tell you they're coming. You know, they got ads out, they got flyers out. They're telling you months in advance before the doors are actually open, so that when it's open, you're anticipating. You have to build that anticipation. And like Lisa's saying in the group, getting your book edited, like you were talking about, your cover, making sure you're putting out the most professional product that you can, because it represents you. Was it Tam? I want to say, no, Lisa again, was saying, you know, treat it like your child. You know, your child is representation of you. Are you going to send your child out in the street looking any old kind of way, half crazy, to have people come back going, you're the mother, you sent your child out looking like that? Same thing with your book. Your book is a representation of you, so do the best you can with it. Put it out professionally. Get everything that you need to get done. Research, 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 and make those connections, you know, along the way.
But I would like to add one thing. Every library that you can have catalog your book, you want to take that book and have it cataloged at a library. And when you think about that, then you want to consider the content of that book. You know, I cover drugs, love, loss, death, all of those things in my book, yet there's no profanity in it. I've never taken my book anywhere where they said, due to the content of my book, that it couldn't go on their shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just like the rappers do. You know, the rappers have one that's for underground, and then they have one that's for the radio. So if it's really important for you to have profanity, then be willing to put the effort in to make it so that you have a G book and an R book. You know, if you want to reach a wider audience, if you want to reach a wider audience, you know, I have some high schools reviewing my book for creative writing classes. If it had profanity in it, that window would be closed to me.
There you go.
So you're just saying, you know, pretty much, you know, if you're going to go there, then just turn around and make the necessary changes in the other edition.
Right, because basically, what are you going to say if you spent 2 years writing a book and you're excited about taking it to whoever, and then they look through your book and they see profanity and they like your storyline, but they don't accept literature with profanity? Why would you close the door to yourself when you could just say darn or shoot? And my favorite profanity word is strawberries.
See, I've never heard that.
Yes. Or I do say sugar, honey, iced tea. You know, put those initials together and see what you get.
Yeah.
I know somebody, she used to get so mad, and she didn't want to swear, and she was a church woman, so she would say cheese and crackers. She used to roll out as just cheese and crackers.
Hey,
but it's
whatever works. I still say sugar. Unless I'm really, really mad, I'll say sugar. You know, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what sugar ice, honey iced tea is, right? You with me on that word, right? Yes. So
there you go. Well, in our last minute, let everybody know where they can get in touch with you, what your websites are.
My website is poeticrealities@aol.com. You can purchase my book on amazon.com. You can write me if you're uncomfortable with internet sales at 3841, or P.O. Box 3841, San Clemente, California, 92674. I know I have a few customers that I go to my P.O. Box and I find checks there. Anybody can reach out to me at my emails on my blogs if you want to talk to me about drugs, rehab, anything that you find in my book. If you want me to elaborate on it or get my insight or my feelings, I'm more than happy to have a conversation with anyone.
Awesome. Well, you guys definitely make sure that you check out her book. Make sure you grab it tune in next Monday. We'll have the last episode with Dr. David Stevens on his marriage series. We love you, Kay, and we will talk to you guys all very, very soon. Have a blessed, blessed week.
Peace. God bless.
Peace. Bye-bye.